And opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong?
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Yeah, back for the first time in about 10 days after a good vacation. I want to thank Jen Uhas for taking over and being a fantastic guest host, and Craig Compo for being on Wednesday, taking over, and it just makes it easier for me to take a week or so off here and there and enjoy life. On today's show, calling in is Matt Halala, running for governor. How you doing, Matt?
Great, David. Again, thank you for having me on. The invite, never to be turned down.
You know, Fairbanks, Matt was the backup act here, and I'm so appreciative. You know, I was supposed to have Joni Skillbred on, but she wasn't able to make it, so I thought, okay, Matt wanted to be on. Let's get him on. So thank you so much. How you doing?
Absolutely. Great. Just driving to the airport in Soldotna, Kenai, and we're headed your way. We're going to be up in Fairbanks at that Military Appreciation Gala tonight. We're looking forward to that.
You know,
big priority.
Now, don't take this personally, but you're a jerk. You're having so much fun.
I know.
You drove up the Hall Road. I've never done that.
Yep, that was awesome.
How was that?
That was a lot of fun. Very tiring because we didn't get out of there. We didn't leave Fairbanks until noon. We had a little repair to have done on the truck. So we arrived at about 3 or 3:30 a.m.
And wow.
The driver was looking at me like, you're not getting tired, are you? I'm like, oh, nope, wide awake, right? So there was no catnapping on that trip. I had to stick in there with the driver. It was great. It was really rough. It was terribly, it was really revealing what they deal with as truckers and that equipment up and down that road with all the washerboard potholes,
yeah,
Frosties, and it really was, it enlightens, and it should enlighten Alaskans, the priority of maintaining that road better. It is a lifeline of Alaska, with 90% of all goods being delivered to Prudhoe Bay on that road, and it's a strategic corridor.
Going through Fairbanks, yeah, going through Fairbanks.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting when you're running for political office, you know, my case in point, you experience things you never thought you'd get to do.
Right.
And then you're saying to yourself, I must educate myself on this and remember this. And so good for you.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you. Yeah, it was wonderful. Wonderful opportunity. I was at a Truckers Association's meeting. And the invite happened. I was like, absolutely. You tell me when and I'll be there.
So tell me about your fishing trip at Ukiavik.
Yeah, well, it's funny because it was a real big fish. It was like Noah.
Yeah. Moby Dick.
Jonah.
Yeah.
And so it was a hunting trip, a mammal, but whaling trip. And I was invited to go observe the whaling tradition up there. Josiah Putkatuk, the mayor of the North Slope Borough, has become a friend over the last year or so. And he just sent out a text and said, hey, you want to come on up? I'm like, absolutely. You tell me when. So I did that, went up Tuesday and went out on the sea ice. And, wonderful experience. The migration of the whales, either a little behind or they're not sure what's going on, but the right size whale did not arrive while I was there. So we didn't get a whale, but to see the whole operation and interact and mingle with the locals there was incredible.
Congratulations. Good for you. you got to do something that is so rare.
It is.
And you know, Josiah, he was in the state legislature, then became the borough, the North Slope borough mayor. That's great to reach out to you to experience something like that.
Yeah, what a great family. I've gotten to know his father and mother, Crawford and Laura, over the last couple of years also. And, you know, thanks to that whole family for thinking of me and inviting me. It was quite an honor. And it's funny, as a lifelong Alaskan from South Central, I mean, you never even dream of going all the way up there. And I ended up on a snow machine at Point Barrow also, where they basically have, we were kind of laughing, it's almost like bait stations for the polar bears, because the waste and bones after they do butcher the whales, they deliver them all the way up to Point Hope, which is about another 5 or 8 miles where they're whaling. And those gut piles last for years, and the polar bears hang out around there.
And so they're going to the restaurant. They're going to a restaurant.
Yeah, he said that even some of the polar bears will swim in over 100 miles from the ice pack and wait at the same time of the year every year, because they just know that there's going to be the waste from the whales. And they've been habituated to it probably over many hundreds, if not thousands of years.
You know, one of the neatest things I experienced, I was working at Point Lay, Alaska, when I was in college. And I was working construction at Point Lay, and we're working on a hallway system for the schools, you know, that way they wouldn't be out in the elements when they walk from one school portion to another. And the people at Point Lay, they went out and they harvested, you know, brought them into the spit that's only 6 foot deep, and they harvested 30 beluga whales for their winter food. And I got to see them, you know, cleaning and sharing the harvest and how they did that.
Yep.
And I don't eat fish. I do not eat fish at all, period.
Mm. Yep.
But here I was watching something that I knew I would never, ever see again. And they had this table, you know, two sawhorses and a 3/4 inch, you know, sheet of 8 foot by 4 foot plywood that was heaping tall with the muktuk. So I said, okay, I gotta try this. So I went up, and you know, there's only me and two other people that weren't from the village. And I went up and I took a bite, a piece, and the other two people, they weren't gonna do this. But I went up and I took a piece, and I just scraped my teeth along it and had whale oil going into my throat. And all of a sudden, I'm having a calamity. I can't regurgitate in front of the village. I got to fight this. So I was literally, I sat down to get my breath. And after about a minute or so, I recovered.
Right.
And this, you know, this saw what was happening. And later on, I became friends with some of the villagers that were my age. We played great basketball. And they always brought that up, you know, how it was funny because I ate the wrong piece, but everyone was watching me and was respectful that I went and did it. Yeah. And the out of town, you know, white guy, Italian. And it's a lot of respect. So good for you.
Absolutely. Yep. What a great experience. Never forget it.
Yeah.
And I plan on going back up there any chance I get. So,
of course.
Yeah. So they've got a spring run of whales and a fall run. So the spring is a little trickier because the ice pack is still quite, you know.
Yeah. Intact. Out there. Yeah.
And it's a little more dangerous.
Moving.
Go out there with larger boats and small skiffs that they drag out there, and it's a lot of work. They bust through mounds of broken ice to even get a trail to the shoreline a month in advance. It takes them a month with steel bars to break that trail. I mean, it's a lot of work, big dedication. So kudos to them for maintaining this tradition, this reverent tradition for their community.
That's great. Matt, we're going to take a commercial break, okay? And Fairbanks, if you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
We saw a couple of vicious ice storms this winter that wreaked havoc on our local trees. That's why Eric and his crew at the Great Alaska Tree Company have been busy. As spring arrives and you start to see damaged trees around your house or property, get on their schedule now as they're already filling up for summer. However, if you've got a tree or two that needs dealing with right now, well, they always keep part of the schedule open for just such emergencies. That's the Great Alaska Tree Company. Go to GreatAlaskaTreeCo.com and get on the schedule now. That's GreatAlaskaTreeCo.com.
So what sets Fairbanks Urology apart? For one, on-site labs with same-day results available for most tests. Are you concerned about your appointment day and time? Want to be seen sooner due to worsening symptoms? Well, just ask. Their dedicated triage team will be sure to coordinate care at a time that best supports you. Fairbanks Urology is dedicated to preventative screening, evaluation, and education. Taking care of yourself starts with just one appointment. Fairbanks Urology, corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Online at Fairbanks Urology.
Your heating system just made it through a record cold winter, and frankly, it deserves a medal. Maybe even a vacation. But before you shut it off and forget it exists, call Cal's Heating. They've been keeping Fairbanks warm for decades. And right now, you can cash in on their spring tune-up special. Get it done by May 15th, save $50. Wait a little longer, still save $25 through June. Because ignoring your heating system all summer is a great way to meet your repair bill this fall. Don't be that person. Call Cal's Heating today and show your heater a little appreciation.
KFAR Weather.
High temperatures reach up to 52 today under overcast skies with a chance for showers. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance of rain showers. Lows dip down to about 37. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Matt Halala, candidate for governor, calling in. How you doing, sir?
Very well, very well. Thank you, David, for the opportunity again.
Yeah, we got a call. You want to take a call?
Sure.
Here we go. Absolutely. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Matt Halala, and your name is?
It's Charles, Dave.
Charles, what are you up to?
I have a trivia question.
Okay.
Based on Jerry Fears, Boom Cash.
And Balderdash. Yep.
Awesome, huh? Okay. When was the first barrel of oil delivered to Valdez, and how was it delivered?
Matt, what do you think? I'm going to say it was probably delivered by truck in probably about 1969.
Wow, that's my birth year. You said from Prudhoe Bay, right? From Prudhoe Bay?
From Prudhoe Bay to Valdez. They went through Fairbanks in April of 1975, but guess who it was and how they were carrying it?
Okay. Probably Neil Burke with AIC. Flew it in and flew it out.
Maybe a clue is a pet you have at home.
dog sled?
Dog sled, Red and Randy Olson.
Carried that
first barrel of oil, and it says they got there in Valdez, 13 April 1975. So maybe we should rely on dogs if we can get some LNG down with their dog sleds, huh?
There you go.
Charles, thank you for the phone call, buddy. Greatly appreciate it. Unless you have a question directly for Matt Halala here.
I wish for peace on earth.
Okay, buddy. Have a great weekend. Good. Bye. Oh, and also, you had a wonderful mother, Mrs. Draper, great educator, and good on you, Charles. So, okay, now that we're at that, Mr. Halala, what are you doing for Stacy on Sunday, Mother's Day?
Well, you know, we're going to be traveling around. We have that event tonight up in Fairbanks. And we've got the motorhome down on the Kenai Peninsula for the Republican convention that began this morning and goes through tomorrow. So, you know, the usual, we're going to be with her kid, you know, our kids. I always laugh that, you know, hey, she's not my mother. But, you know, that's a joke that Stacy and I have back and forth. But we're going to prioritize getting her with her kids, her adult kids, and our grandkids.
So you're a smart man, and that term is an oxymoron, being a smart man.
Yep.
So good for you.
It'll be some kind of a brunch or a dinner, I'm sure.
Are you in, let's look at this. You're going planes, trains, and automobiles. So you've been down in the Kenai for the Republican convention. You're going through your Anchorage, frying the Fairbanks for tonight's event. Then probably tonight getting on an airplane to fly back to Anchorage. You get down to Kenai for the remainder of tomorrow's session.
That's exactly right. Yep. And, we're going to miss a little part of the convention, but, we really, really felt strongly about attending that large event there in Fairbanks.
Yeah, the Military Appreciation Convention.
Yeah, that's a big deal to us. And, we just love Fairbanks. It's funny, growing up in Soldotna, that was really only where we went for an occasional hot summer trip or the state track and field championships when we were in high school.
So, yeah.
The more we're up there, what a beautiful, tight-knit community that is. Anchorage is a little different. It's got pockets of tight-knit communities, but it's not one big happy family like Fairbanks seems. And we really like that. So we love getting up there as much as we can.
Yeah, I enjoy Anchorage, but I also enjoy leaving Anchorage.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. What the heck?
The traveling around is a wonderful experience, for sure.
So tell me more about Mother's Day with Stacy and her kids.
Well,
come on, man. Come on. I'm putting you on the spot. What do you got going?
I'm going to be getting flowers delivered to my mother, my 86-year-old mother down in the Phoenix area. That's for sure.
There you go.
And I think what we're going to do is, now my daughter's she's 33. She's the one with the four grandkids. And those plans can be subject to change when they've got kids.
Yeah.
Her husband is a maintenance electrician at Ted Stevens Airport. So I'm not totally sure the timing of things, but, that's why we're, vested in Alaska is that family element of kids and grandkids, and we want the best for them in the future here in Alaska. And Mother's Day is emblematic of that.
That it is. It's this morning, I was at the Fairbanks North Star Borough getting some information, and I come out, and I'm right next to Marla's Bakery, great little bakery in town. Mm-hmm. So I go, huh. So I run in there, and I get a couple nice Danishes and run them a block to Emily. And I say, this is your pre-Mother's Day gift. Boy, was I scoring some brownie points.
Yeah, very nice. It's, very important to recognize the sacrifice of mothers. I mean, it's...
You know what everyone has in common that's listening to this show? Everyone has a mother.
He's got a mother.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what, everyone has a mother.
Absolutely.
Let's go back to politics out of, I ain't going to say that breaking your whatever. But you're coming in to the 1st of June, so you're coming into specific time frames. How's your campaign going?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going really well. And, the name recognition thing as an outsider is a hurdle that we're tackling, and we're going to tackle very aggressively here in this next few months. I'm known in pockets, like in my professional peer group. Some of the commercial fisheries groups know me very well. But across the state, the statewide campaign, that's the main challenge. And we're going to, like I said, jump on that pretty aggressively with some traditional media. And the strategy right now is to get me in front of as many people around as many places around the state as possible.
You do very well.
Right. And I enjoy that. I love people. And, obviously I'm running as a Republican, but I'm a big tent Republican. And it's not so important to me what letter is after your name. I think that we have more to align behind as Alaskans than not. I do like to attend these district meetings, the different Republican events. I think that the apparatus within both parties is getting nervous, and they sometimes make mistakes in coalescing around name recognition candidates for fear that if they support the outsider candidate that, well, maybe they can't win. Well, you know, the ironic part is if you don't vocally support who you want to be governor or that winner, well, they won't win. It's not like a horse race where you're betting on just a preconceived, well, you know, who's going to win. It's you make that horse win by vocally supporting that horse.
You know, so, you said something that earlier in the statement that reminded me of something I wrote this morning on Facebook, believe it or not. And I took this photo. I've had a Bernie Sanders for president campaign sign in my office for 10 years. And boy, 10 years goes fast. So I took a photo of it, and I put this on Facebook. I said, goodness, 10 years goes by fast, exclamation mark. 10 years ago, yep, the Bernie Sanders for president campaign moved in across the hall from me, the capitalist, right across the hall. We got along fine. The staff was from out of state, so I introduced them to the local Democratic Party leaders. When things were over and the campaign and their campaign won Alaska, I asked for the sign on their door. The office head gave it to me but asked never to be disrespectful with it. Nope, never would be. It has been in my office 10 years. It reminds me daily. This is where it comes in what you said. It reminds me daily that in politics, we have more in common than we do differences.
Yep.
It brings back fond memories to this day. So I like what you said.
Good statement.
Yeah. But like you said, we have more in common, vast more, than differences.
Yeah.
Like you said, a big tent.
Yep.
And if you're only going to argue about the differences, you should try working on what you have in common.
Yes.
Because there you can go far.
Yep. You know, living out in the wild, running businesses, starting businesses with partners, you learn that very quickly. You're not going to go anywhere trying to be in your own silo, you know, being headstrong on what you think on every issue. Sometimes there's not answers, there's only compromises. You know, Thomas Sowell, that brilliant economist, made that comment. And some people don't want to accept that.
Yeah.
And that is a reality. And sometimes you get through a tough bottleneck in business and life by recognizing you just got to navigate the rough waters. It's not smooth sailing. It's just a compromise. And we've got big priorities in Alaska, and that's our next generation.
And that's what I like about you, because you are not bringing in any old issues to the legislature. You have you get to start out with a great working relationship that can be put in place. There's no past issues. You've worked with them all in many ways before. So you, even though you're per se the outsider, you've been the professional with them.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It's so very, very important. And, you know, like no time other than maybe that pre-Prudhoe day era, that there's so much opportunity in front of us, and there's no reason why we can't all be optimistic about the future. I mean, the solutions are right before us if we can just align enough.
True.
To, you know, persevere.
We're going to take a quick phone call before our break. Here we go. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Randy, we got about a minute before we got to go, buddy. What's on your mind?
Okay. Since the previous caller was asking a trivia question about 1975, I have a question about 1974 when I first got here, and that is, did Alyeska have to pay a big, massive upfront payment to the boroughs and municipalities for these?
No, they did not.
Yeah. It's a benefit. And I don't think we should charge the gas line the same.
Randy, what I want you to do is hold on over the break here, and when we come back, we'll discuss that. That's a great economic question, okay?
Okay.
And Fairmix, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages. A little bit of bumper music for you. Creedence Clearwater Revival, I approve. This is bumper music. Then some Fox News, state news, weather, and we'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live
Fox News of John Saucier. The tension simmering in the Middle East as U.S. forces are on exchange fire in the Strait of Hormuz. Secretary of State Marco Rubio telling reporters in Rome the U.S. needs to defend itself.
Only stupid countries don't shoot back when you're shot at, and we're not a stupid country.
Well, this comes after Secretary Rubio got together with Pope Leo XIV at the Vatican, highlighting their shared commitment to promoting peace and human dignity. It was a stronger than expected April jobs report. The U.S. economy adding 115,000 jobs last month. Kevin Hassett is director of the White House National Economic Council on the Fox News Channel with reaction.
The fact is that people still don't have faith that the golden age is upon us, that Trump policies are working, but it keeps showing up in the data. And it's really astonishing, like what record-setting numbers we're starting to see.
The unemployment rate remained unchanged. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Your Alaska Link reports proposed budget cuts in the Mat-Su borough could significantly reduce public transportation options across the valley. Valley Transit says the current proposal would eliminate Saturday service entirely and reduce weekday routes by as much as half. Service between Mat-Su and Anchorage could also see major changes. Officials say the current schedule of about five buses each day may be reduced to just one morning trip and one evening trip. Transit workers say the cuts would leave riders with fewer travel options and could create challenges for those who rely on the system for daily transportation. They also say demand response service would be reduced, limiting rides for needs such as medical appointments, grocery shopping, and other essential trips. Valley Transit employee Kaylee Apasek said the agency would no longer be able to serve many longtime riders if the cuts are approved. The Mat-Su Borough Assembly is expected to vote on the proposed budget in mid-May. And we will update this story as more information becomes available.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Finally, the days are getting longer and getting warmer, so make sure to get those tires changed out soon. Make an appointment now at Pearson Auto to get her done. While you're at it, have them get your rig ready for those spring road trips. And don't forget, they're always on sale. Synthetic oil changes, that'll save you some much-needed gas money. All at Pearson Auto off the Ridge Highway towards North Pole and across from Pikes on Airport Way. Online at PearsonAutoAK.com. That's Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
It has occurred to me that I am an introvert. I live a sheltered life as an old septic tank, gazing at the stars, pondering my poetry, appreciating the weather, rain or snow. I know my family has Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thawin' faithfully pump me out once a year. I count on that flow in my life, and I will continue to serve them much better for many years to come.
Get your garage back, people. Has it been years since you were able to park in your garage? Great news, Fairbanks and North Pole. Independent Rental Storage has 20 and 40-foot containers to help with all your storage needs. We have two locations, one on Cushman and our new storage yard on Chena Pump. Or we can bring the container to you. Independent Rental Storage has the space you need. Call us today, 456-6595. Independent Rental Storage. Safe, secure, affordable.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here live with Matt Halala calling in. You there, Matt?
I'm here. Yep, I'm standing in the airport in Kenai.
And Randy, are you there?
15 minutes.
Yes, I am.
Okay, now here's, you know, Randy, you brought up an interesting item, but I'm going to give you a consequence of taxes. Now, Matt, here's something to think about if you're governor.
Yeah.
Now, the Fairbanks North Star Borough's attorney 12 years ago started a lawsuit against Alyeska Pipeline Service Company saying that the valuation of the pipeline that came through Fairbanks was too low. And they sued and they got a $50 million judgment for back valuation and taxes and everything like that. It was a one-shot deal, and they spent it all. There's no savings from it. But here's the consequences. Because of that, they took the gas line that was going to come right to Fairbanks, and they rerouted it. Now it only goes to the Fairbanks North Star Borough by about 2 miles. And we have to get gas. Now we have to build a 33-mile spur line.
Yep.
Thank you, Fairbanks North Star Borough. Your greed is good. Consequences are still here, and the money you've spent it is gone. What do you think about that, Randy?
Well, I think it was a mistake to get too greedy. And I was greedy coming up here because I wanted to get a job on the pipeline, so I came up in 1974. Couldn't get a job right away because there were so many people that were trying to get a job up there. And the as far as impacts of the whole construction project, of course, the long-term impacts were, you know, fantastic, 50 years and on into the future, the impact, you know, positive. But as far as impacts, you would, might say the negative impact was for a lot of employers in the area couldn't find workers, because I know when I got here in 74 and went out to find a job, temporary job, I got two offers immediately. The first day I was looking, there was a janitorial company at the airport terminal just desperate to hire me. I was fishing around looking at jobs at the airport, and finally I did get that same day.
Randy, we don't have much time with Matt Halala. Do you have a specific question for Matt?
No, just I hope that you get rid of the or oppose the obstructionist intent by certain left-wingers in the Alaska legislature that are trying to kill the gas line and instead propel it.
Randy, thank you very much. Yep. You have a great weekend, buddy. Appreciate the phone call as always. Great being back with you on the air.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Yep, I will assure Randy, I will do all I can to align those people behind our common goal of getting that cheap, abundant energy flowing.
You know, it's sad. You know, I really mean this, Senator Kathy Geisel. It doesn't matter what the governor proposes; she will oppose it. Just because of
seems that way.
Yeah, and that's why you, as someone who's not associated with any past legislation, fights, squabbles, I think you can, when you start out, if you build the right consensus, you'd have a great working relationship with both parties, and I think that's needed.
Right. Yeah, you know, if you persist on where we disagree, boy, that just, the temperature rises and you're going to be in gridlock and decline.
Yeah.
And, you know, sadly, we were kind of laughing the last discussion we had about Dunleavy derangement syndrome instead of Trump derangement, DDS, right?
Yeah.
And it seems that some people at this point are so angry with their relationship with the governor's office right now that they're just going to oppose everything that is promoted. And it's very unhealthy. And once you get to that point, it's hard to unwind that angst.
Yeah, it's sad.
It definitely is, because all Alaska suffers.
You know, that's why I like all the candidates who didn't serve with these present legislators.
Right. Yep.
But yeah, then again, there's a couple that I do like.
Clean slate.
Yeah, there's a couple that I do like that served well with them. There is that too, but right. It just seems like this year and the last 2 years, you know, you just have a couple, sadly, people in a high position, elected position, that just want to disrupt versus advance.
Yep. And, you know, it's just like in business with partners. When things are not going well through past poor decisions and you're broke, there is no limit to what you can fight over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one problem after another, right?
Yeah.
And we have to recognize that if we can just get this economy moving forward by saying yes to projects, a lot, you know, you become friends with people again when things are, you know, moving smoothly. We've got the money for education, all the things that are a constant battle.
You know,
it doesn't need to be that way.
One of the best attributes of me being elected was being a real estate broker. I was used to working with the representative of the other side for my client, with their representative working for their client, and figuring out a way to get it done correctly with everyone involved. And that's what you get to bring. That is what you get to bring.
Yeah, it's a form of arbitration, isn't it? It's a deal that has to be made in the best interest of both parties. Sometimes both parties are thrilled. Often, everybody has to compromise, but that's okay. The deal gets done, and it's not a perfect deal, and perfect deals never exist, especially in the economics of our state. There's never a perfect deal. It's can you get to enough deals that you're...
It works in advances, yeah. And at the end of the day, everyone is either happy or somewhat happy, or they approve what's going on. You ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Hold on. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Matt Halala, candidate for governor, and your name is?
My name is Kaya. Hello.
Kaya, how are you doing?
Congratulations Kaya. On your guest. I hope he wins.
Thank you.
Sounds like a great guy. I have a little different topic.
Certainly.
And I don't have all my facts together straight, but I just came from my vet this morning, and she told me about the Matsu situation that happened with the 40 sled dogs.
Yeah, man. Only one survived.
Yeah, and...
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of... We both don't have the time to go into things, but...
Now, Matt, Kaya's a retired dog sledding person, and she has like 6 or 7 dogs still with her.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I've had 59 dogs.
Sport.
I've had 59 dogs at one point, and everyone has lived a wonderful life. I've seen them to their passing.
Uh-huh.
I've never sold a dog. I've never given a dog away. And now I hear of the kennel. Have you heard about the situation on the China Hot Springs Road?
Just read about it briefly today in the paper. And, you know, Kaya, I am a marshmallow to my pets. I've always loved pets. They know pets that I don't even own. Know when they see me, a dog or a cat, know I'm a marshmallow. So it just breaks my heart whenever I see the abuse of animals. It just does.
I wish there could be a little more attention paid from neighbors for cats, horses, and dogs that if they see something that doesn't look right, they should complain to. But complaining, here's the problem I had. My vet, which is Dr. Jeannie Olson, which is an amazing vet, and I know you know her.
Oh, very, very well respected, yes.
He was called out there because he wanted to go out there. The state troopers went out there. She said she met the state troopers. They looked at the situation. They said, everything's fine here. We're going to leave. They didn't do anything. They contacted the Humane Society, and same situation. They said, well, let's see if it... continues on. These dogs were about ready to die.
Okay.
I don't understand why we are spending millions of dollars for a new building for the Humane Center, and they can't even control the little one that they have and do right by the animals in Fairbanks in Alaska. So I don't know if it requires a governor to make some changes. I mean, right now, dogs are considered property. A lawnmower and a snowblower is property. And dogs are you know,
to me, they're a companion.
Yeah, exactly. But they should be treated like anything, like a child.
Yeah.
Dogs never grow up mentally past 7 years old. They're babies their whole life.
Especially mine. Okay, I've only got a few more minutes here with Matt. So, Kaya, thank you for the phone call. Greatly appreciate it.
Please try to do something. Thank you.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, Matt, this is what I like about you.
Be responsible.
Yeah, you can bring out, with your personality, you can bring out such a cross-reference of some emotional things, some historical things, you know, some hunting, some traveling up the Hall Road. Man.
Yep.
How much longer I got you for? Because I got to take a break here in a little bit.
I think I'm boarding in about 2 minutes.
Okay, buddy. Well,
yeah. Well,
you know,
are we going to see you up there tonight? I don't know.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No, you're not. You know, sorry, but not sorry. How's that?
Yeah, there you go. Now,
hey,
we look forward to it. We'll see you again some other time up there for sure, in person, for an in-person interview.
You got it, buddy. You take care. Yeah. Talk to you later.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Okay.
Yep. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
2 years in a row, our friends and neighbors have spoken loud and clear, voting McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine the best sports medicine clinic in town. We are very honored and humbled to accept this award. We love being able to help our community stay healthy and active. From the Nanooks to high school and Pee Wee sports, we are always available to help you and your kids get back into the action. In fact, our kids probably play right next to yours on many of the teams in town. So if you have a sports or recreational injury, come see our team of providers. You want to perform at your best, so make the best sports medicine doctors in town part of your team. McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine, open every day but Sunday till 8 p.m.
Contractors, DIYers, get ready. SBS Tool Days and Project Fairs are here, bringing you big-time deals on the tools you trust. Buy any DeWalt 20-volt max tool, boom, free battery. Grab any DeWalt 60-volt max tool, bam, free battery. Plus, cash in on DeWalt dollars for even more savings. Hurry in. These day of event deals won't last. Exclusions apply. Visit SBS on Facebook to learn more and to find an event near you. Spenard Builder Supply. Your project begins here.
Yes, Taco Thursday is a thing, and it happens every Thursday at Big Daddy's. Big Daddy's serves up the most amazing chicken tacos, loaded with shredded cheese and packed with flavor. These delicious, filling tacos are just $2 each every Thursday at Big Daddy's Barbecue. And don't forget the sides, fries, okra, baked beans, and more. Great food, great prices, great idea. Chicken Taco Thursdays at Big Daddy's, located on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenues. Big Daddy's Barbecue, the northernmost southern barbecue.
KFAR weather.
Chance of rain showers
today.
Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 52. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance of rain showers. 37. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance of rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 58. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. If you have anything to discuss, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Okay, Sunday is Mother's Day. So guys, this is on you. If you're with a lady, a mom, a wife, significant other, that is a mother, it's up to you to do something. So, you know, brunch is always safe and good, but you better make your reservations real fast because they book fast. I don't know if Pike's Landing is doing reservations for Mother's Day. Call out and see. Went out there for a wonderful Easter. Had a great Easter brunch. The Pump House always has a great Easter brunch. This year, though, the Silver Gulch Brewery, yeah, they're having Easter brunch. So that could be a lot of fun out there. See what they got? They got the best bar beer selection in town. My God. Don't ask me how I know that. I just do. For whatever reason. Also, Ivory Jack's. Great Saturday and Sunday breakfasts, and I hereby decree the best Eggs Benedict in town. You heard it here. I hereby decree that. Anyway, now, think about that sort of stuff. Also, you know, we're coming into the summer. Believe it or not, we've been through a cold winter, a long winter. Then the Nana Ice Classic is out. Joni won, so I got to make her a fantastic meal, and we'll do that. We will do that. But there's lots of stuff to do, and when you see that, you start to see food trucks. So there's that food truck Casa del Burrito there right on the corner of Illinois, across on the same side of the street, right across the street from Denali State Bank. They make incredible burritos and fantastic tacos too. And you got your choice of asada, chicken, pork, shrimp, flavorful, good. But right across from that kitty corner at the Garden Island Mall, as I call it, there's a new restaurant that went into where the Garden Island Party Store was, and they had that great food service, that deli, and it's called Chick Chick. It's about chicken. I've not been in there yet, but I've heard a couple good reviews on it. And then also in the same building is the Thai Chef. And I've been in there. It's good. And then you have the Yes Noodle Soup. And they're great noodles, but they're Thai and they're American food. So right there at that one location, which is a stone's throw from my house that I go by every day at least 6 times, you have these great locations. Then you also have Marla's Bakery right across from the News Miner. So anyway, thought I'd bring that up. But at the same time, over there at the end of the line food truck program at 1243 Noble Street, the Wilbur family, they've developed this. They did it over 2 or 3 years. It opened up last fall. But they took these Connexes and they added them together, welded them. That's what they do. They're sheet metal. They're something else. They've been doing this for over 100 years. The oldest continuous business in Fairbanks, I believe, is Wilbur Brothers there on Noble Street. And they put together a food truck park there. And the Connex is, you go in there and it's beautiful. It's very nice, warm, heated year round, all the napkins and condiments type of things you want. But they have 3 different food trucks there right now. You have the Lee's Kitchen, great, very good Chinese. If you're not going out to Benny's and you want good Chinese, go to Lee's. Go to Leaves. Then you have the Anchan Thai and Fusion. And, first of all, great Thai food. Great Thai food. The Pad Thai there. They also go into different flavors and variations and very good. Very good. Then you have the Loaded with Love fries. And they have 2 parts of the menu. The first part is the fries that you get. Do you want your taco fries, your cheese fries, your pulled pork and cheese fries. And again, they're called Loaded fries. And this is, it's what I call a 2 or 3 day meal. And it's fantastic, and it's wonderful. But I walked in there last fall after they opened, and I walked in, and I got something from Lee's. I was getting some great Mongolian beef with some nice Inchon noodles. And I go into to sit down and go into where their sitting area is. And I walk in, and here's 6 people from the fire department, and I'm the mayor. And I walk in, and we both look at each other's food. And the question we had with each other, who ordered right? Because they ordered these burgers and French fries, and these burgers were big, beautiful, bold, with mondo amounts of French fries. It was like, oh, my God. And they're looking at my Mongolian beef, which was just picturesque view, perfect. So anyway, just some thoughts for you. Just some thoughts. And enjoy that. Now also, next Saturday, not this Saturday, what's opening? Why, the Tenaw Valley Farmers Market. They will be opening. And they open, their Saturdays, they're from 9 to 4. And Wednesdays, they're from 11 to 4. Now, they got all that trinket crap. Sorry, but they do. But they have vegetable and herb and food vendors there. They're fantastic. But they got the trinkets too. But for the last 20 years, I've been going to the same vendor and getting my tarragon, about 4 different types of basil, my oregano, my rosemary, my thyme, same location. You know, I guess I just like that sort of consistency that Fairbanks brings you. And I also go to Home Depot. That, you know, hey, Home Depot has a great big outdoor garden center. Dave, he doesn't work there anymore. He's over at Samson Hardware. He was there since day opening, and he left last fall, went over to Samson Hardware, works for one of the Jakovich girls. And actually, I think that she might have sold now, works for someone else. But that consistency at the Tana Valley Farmers Market and the food that they got there. You know, you walk in, they got Aunt Alice's popcorn. They have about five or six different food vendors, and they're all next to each other. And you're seeing people ordering. They're pretty good at getting, you know, your order out within 5 to 8 minutes. And they have lots of tables and chairs there to eat on. That whole ensemble, including the trinkets, the art, you know, the woodworking, the crafts, the trinkets per se. It's a rite of summer. It's a rite of summer, and it's going to start next Saturday. So be prepared for that. And then as the summer starts, you're going to see on College Road, they're not food trucks, but they're food locations that start opening up. And you're wondering why I have a food show, Fairbanks Foodies, every Saturday at 1 o'clock with the Compo Outdoor Hour, the junior varsity team, opening up for me, getting you prepped for my food show. That's right. So anyway, but those, you know, the outdoor events start opening up next week, or with maybe some even now. And some have been there for decades. And that's Fairbanks, just that consistency right there. So anyway, we're in the summer. I've got some yard work to get done this week because I was gone for a week and had a great time down Central Coast of California, San Luis Obispo. Alaska Airlines, you guys are great. No issues, no delays, on time, good costs. Bam. Fairbanks to Seattle, one stop, you know, then Seattle directly into San Luis Obispo on the Central Coast of California. You know, it's good seeing you expand, doing it right by buying Hawaiian Airlines and not losing your local flavor. Yeah, you're based out of Seattle. But, hey, you show Alaska Airlines there, and it's great to see. So, anyway. So, those are some ideas for you. Well, again, I want to thank Craig, who I give poop to, because he opens up for me. He's the JV team on Saturdays, and he's got a great show. He's funnier than heck. Good guy. Oh, man. And then Jen Uhas. She brought exceptional guests on the radio to discuss things that are important to her. And hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed it. Joni Skillbred was supposed to be on with me today, but she wasn't able to make it. So thank you to Matt Halala, who came on at a moment's notice. He wanted to come on anyway, but I said, no, you can't come on because I have Joni. And then once Joni couldn't make it, I said, Matt, are you available? What the heck? And it's great listening to him and his experiences running for governor and how he's doing it. You know, within the last week, he's been from Fairbanks to Prudhoe Bay, then back on a vehicle, truck, went up to Point Barrow, Akiovic, Whaling, came back, goes down to Kenai for the Republican convention, and in between the sessions, he flies up to Fairbanks to do the military appreciation night, and he goes back tonight to continue there at the Republican convention. You know, he's not just running for governor. He's having a great time running for governor, which means he'd have a great time being governor, and when you're having a great time doing it, you're going to do well for your state. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. You have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday with Ivy Corella Hollenrake on Ask a Nurse.